Good morning, church. Are our bodies working today? Yeah? Fingers are working good? All right. Well, let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you for joy in our hearts to be able to come here to church here this morning and that we have songs to sing. And as we come to you now in spirit and in truth, Father God, we simply ask that you would just move once again, that your Holy Spirit would be here, powerful, moving the way that you do. We thank you for that now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me, for me, for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. He will give his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me, for me, for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me, for me, for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. He will give his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me, for me, for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me.
Amen.
Call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted.
Amen.
Amen.
Along the hills of light, ye Christian soldiers, rise and press the battle ere the night shall veil the glowing skies. Against the foe in veils below, let all our strength be hurled. Faith is the victory we know that overcomes the world. Faith is the victory. is not our sword, the word of God. We tread the road the saints above with shouts of triumph trod. By faith they like a whirlwind's breath swept on o'er every field. The faith by which they conquered death is still our shining shield. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. On every hand the foe we find drawn up in dread array. Let tents of ease be left behind and onward to the fray. Salvation's helmet on each head with truth all gird about. The earth shall tremble 'neath our tread and echo with our shout. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. To him that overcomes the foe, white raiment shall be given. Before the angels he shall know his name confessed in heaven. Then onward from the hills of light, our hearts with love aflame, will vanquish all the hosts of night in Jesus' conquering name. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world.
Thank you, Lord.
Me burning. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Keep me burning till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Give me joy in my heart, keep me praising. Give me joy in my heart, I pray. Give me joy in my heart, keep me praising. Keep me praising till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Make me a fisher of men, keep me seeking. Make me a fisher of men, I pray. Make me a fisher of men, keep me seeking. Keep me seeking till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Give me love in my heart, keep me serving. Give me love in my heart, I pray. Give me love in my heart, keep me serving. Keep me serving till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King.
Amen.
What do you guys think about that picture, huh? To drive the point home, that's what they were using 2,000 years ago. That is an authentic oil lamp. I was telling him in practice on Wednesday, I'll take a Coleman lantern any day, or a flashlight. Looks kind of bothersome. And you begin to understand the parables that we read in the Bible about keeping your your lamp trimmed and keeping it full of oil, because when it went out, it went out. And if you didn't have sufficient fuel on hand, it wouldn't burn. That's what they use there. I'm glad we got electricity today and light bulbs, huh?
There's a call comes ringing o'er the restless way. Send the light, oh send the light. There are souls to rescue, there are souls to save. Send the light, oh send the light. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine forevermore. We have heard the Macedonian call today. Send the light, oh send the light. And a golden offering at the cross we lay. Send the light, oh send the light. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine forevermore. Let us pray that grace may everywhere abound. Send the light, oh send the light. And a Christ-like spirit everywhere be found. Send the light, oh send the light. Send the light, blessed gospel light. Let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine forevermore. Let us not grow weary in the work of love. Send the light, oh send the light. Let us gather jewels for a crown above. Send the light, oh send the light. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine forevermore.
Thank you, Jesus.
Send the light.
Amen.
Tell me the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell how the angels in chorus sang as they welcomed his birth. And good tidings to earth. Tell me the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Fasting alone in the desert, tell of the days that are past. How for our sins he was tempted, yet was triumphant at last. Tell of the years of his labor, tell of the sorrow he bore. He was despised and afflicted, homeless, rejected and poor. Tell me the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell of the cross where they nailed him, writhing in anguish and pain. Tell of the grave where they laid him, things of my life. Beautiful, beautiful, Jesus is beautiful, and Jesus makes beautiful things of my life. Carefully touching me, causing my eyes to see, Jesus makes beautiful things of my life. Shine. Shine in me, shine through me, shine through me, let the light of Jesus shine through me, shine through me, shine through me, let the light of Jesus shine through me. Shine on me, shine on me, let the light of Jesus shine on me, shine on me, shine on me, let the light of Jesus shine in me.
When we sing that song, we're asking that when God shines His light, that He will reveal things to us, things that are, you know, He wants us to fix. That's what His light does. Shine on me, shine in me, and through me, so that other people can see it as well.
Jesus to Calvary did go, His love for mankind to show. What He did there brought hope from despair. Oh, how He loves you. Oh, how He loves me. Oh, how He loves you and me. Me. Jesus to Calvary did go. His love for mankind to show. What he did there brought hope from despair. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you and me.
Fall afresh on me, Spirit. Our prayer this morning, Lord. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Fall afresh on us, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we need you. Holy Spirit, we love you. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Move in the midst of us in a mighty way, we pray, Lord. Let everybody, O Lord, be touched today, we pray, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let the excitement rise in this body, we pray, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let as we came with expectancy, and that you are going to move in the midst of us, and that you will touch us, and that you will manifest yourself upon us. Oh, and we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. It's wonderful to come into your presence with singing and enter your gates with thanksgiving and to your courts with praise. Hallelujah. And say, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. For great is our God, and greatly is he to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for have it your way, Lord. Your way, we pray, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a wonderful Savior. Oh, what a wonderful God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a blessed Redeemer. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father. We can say, you are God, and we will praise you. You are God, we will exalt you. Oh, hallelujah. And give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. His loving kindness is better than life, and our lips shall praise him. Oh, our lips shall praise him. Thus shall we bless the Lord while we live. We shall lift up our hands unto thy name. Oh, thank you, Lord. A soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and a mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. Oh, hallelujah! It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O thou most high. Oh, hallelujah! To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night. For your compassions fail not, they're new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord our God. Great is thy faithfulness. We thank you today, O Lord, for mighty victory. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Lord. We pray, O Lord, for the anointing upon Charles as he brings the message to us. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, give him the freedom to preach. Let the anointing saturate him. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, let it be joy unspeakable and full of glory, and let the work proceed with power. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and touch each and every one of us. And we want to thank you and praise you for victory in this body of believers. And we thank you. Praise you, Heavenly Father. Father, we ask you today to bless the finances in this church body. Thank you, Father, for bringing exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Thank you for supplying every need in this body, in every person, every businessman, every worker today. We pray that you supply every need. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, as we are about to receive this offering. You told us, bring your tithes into the storehouse, that it will be meat in my house. And prove me herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I do not open the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing for you that it may not be enough room to receive it. Lord, we thank you and praise you for your great promises, O Lord, and we thank you that you stand good in your promises, O Lord, and you shall supply all our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. For, Lord, you are our Son and our shield. You will give us grace and glory. And no good thing will you withhold from them that walk uprightly. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. We pray, Father, everyone that gives a testimony, that you anoint them. Anoint Thomas as he gives the invitation. Let your name be glorified with testimonies. Our testimonies, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, and we thank you and praise you, Father, for joy unspeakable and full of glory in this body of believers. Oh, hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We appreciate you and thank you, Lord. And we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory and all the honor, Lord. And pray this prayer in Jesus' precious name. And all God's children said, amen.
That you pray till your strength is all gone, and your tears fall like raindrops all the day long. Jesus cares and he knows just how much you can bear. He'll speak your name to someone in prayer. Someone is praying for you. Someone is praying for you. And when it seems you're all alone and your heart would break in two, remember someone is praying for you. Have the clouds round you gathered in the midst of a storm. Is
your ship tossed and battered? Are you weary and worn? Don't lose hope, someone's praying for you this very day. And peace be still, is already on the way. Someone is praying for you. Someone is praying for you. And when it seems you're all alone and your heart would break in two, remember someone is praying for you. Someone is praying for you. Someone is praying for you. And when it seems you're all alone and your heart would break in two, remember someone is praying for you.
Okay, good morning. We're going to have a little time for testimony. First, we have an announcement from Lois.
Good morning. On the internet, there was, I get emails from Ted Pike. Reverend Ted Pike is a dear friend of this ministry for many years and a personal friend of John and Ina. And he and his father did something really remarkable at one time. In 1980, Reverend Pike's father, Claude G. Pike, having borne the heaviest spiritual burden for America during nearly a half century of liberalism, was overjoyed with the election of President Ronald Reagan. He and Reverend Pike's mother, Hilda Mignum Pike, were pioneer Christians, conservative leaders mixing religion with politics after the fail of China to communicate to communism in 1949. They knew that unless Christians mobilized through faith, resulting in action, the worldwide scourge of secular humanism and liberalism and Marxism would someday overwhelm America as well. Yet, delighted as they were with the ascendance of Christian values, there was something missing in the Reagan Revolution, the National Day of Prayer. It had been established in 1775 by General George Washington during the depth of America's struggle for independence, but was now, for all practical purposes, forgotten. Pike's father became concerned that it be revived, not just in celebration of revival of Christian values, but to fulfill the original intention as an encouragement to, in time of threat, for all Americans of faith to look to their Creator for national deliverance. With this goal in mind, Reverend Pike's father conceived a plan to fly the restored 1929 Blanca monoplane, the same type that first flew the Pacific in 1931, around America on a publicity tour to promote revival of the forgotten national observance. During the summer of 1980, his father, brother, and himself embarked on a huge aerial loop across America from Portland, Oregon, nearly to New York, through the South and back up the Pacific coast from Los Angeles, through a rock concert sound system blasting through a megaphone on a plane's belly and a huge aerial banner trailing behind with the flag of the United States in the background. We proclaimed over towns, cities, conservative gatherings, and so on, pray for America. On the ground, we gathered many thousands of signatures on petitions to the president asking him to revive the National Day of Prayer. And this was done in 1980, what, can't see. Anyway, in the late 80s by President Reagan. And you're going to receive a copy of this flyer, this new announcement, in along with your sermon notes. So you will be getting the whole story there. So I won't go into it any further. But it was reestablished. And then now the liberals want to do away with it. So we're going to pray for that. Thank you.
All right. I thought Christians were supposed to just sit back and do what their leaders want them to do. Okay. Any testimonies this morning? Natalia? Okay.
Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday.
And what is that in? Psalm 91?
Psalm 91.
Verse 6.
Verse 6.
6, very good, okay. Great, glory, glory.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His day is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Our God is marching on.
Amen. Do you want to do that? Yeah. You want to do the soldier? The infantry?
What? Should we do it?
The infantry, yes.
I may never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery. I may never fly upon the enemy, but I'm in the Lord's armies. Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'm good. One more time.
I'm in the Lord's armies. Yes, sir. I'm in the Lord's armies. Yes, sir. I may never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery. I may never fly upon the enemy, but I'm in the Lord's armies. Yes, sir.
Amen. And of course, we give all the praise and the glory to our Heavenly Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. And after Lois's announcement that glory, glory, hallelujah song was very appropriate, I do want to mention our princess became from 6 years to 60 in 1 week. She lost two of her teeth, but you know how that goes. Oh, excuse me, three teeth. So praise God. Amen.
Okay. Anybody here got the swine flu today?
No.
All right. It's really scary out there, isn't it? I'm scared. Okay. All right, any more testimonies? Okay, that's it.
Well, it wasn't too long ago I was just up here, back up here again. Natalia? Yes, sir. Did a very good job on that song. Very good job. The children in the Sunday school, I'm sure you guys hear them from time to time. We sing it back there, and there's motions and things with it. You know, you're marching, you're riding in the cavalry, you shoot the artillery, and you're flying over the enemy. So it's not like you just sit still. There's something to it. Well, man, time just flies. I'm just kind of went back there to put this mic on and just regroup my thoughts a little bit, and I'm back up here and I'm still doing it. So if I look like I'm thinking on my feet, it's because I am. Well, we have a prayer request this morning for Debbie. She is the woman who is suffering from cancer, and evidently her lungs have been filling up repeatedly with liquid this week. And, you know, I don't care, you know, how much you would hate a person. It is a horrible thing when the body simply turns on itself, you know, to not have compassion on somebody. So we're going to pray for her. We got a prayer request for Dorothy Sharp. And then she's going to have a biopsy, and then it will simply show no malignancy. But she did have melanoma in the past. Okay. Is there any other prayer requests that we should be aware of here? National Day of Prayer. Yes. Lois did mention that. You know, they managed to strip prayer out of schools. They managed to take Bible reading out of schools. Well, they still have a little Bible reading, but it's only for English class. Only as a kind of a historical type of document to read that. It's not for spiritual learning. So, now, I'm not following it too much, but from what I understand, the usurper in chief, Mr. Obama and his administration, they don't like the National Day of Prayer. And I guess that traditionally they've had some type of breakfast. They've had it's some kind of official ceremony that they have at the White House. Correct me if I'm wrong, but they've basically snubbed the committee that's headed up by Shirley Dobson. She's the wife of James Dobson, A Focus on the Family. And basically just not even saying anything into them, just ignoring them outright. So we can tell a lot just by what their actions are, even though they don't say anything. So, okay, well, let's gather together and let's pray. And we got quite a bit to pray for. Thomas, would you pray for Dorothy? Father, we thank you once again that we can get together here, we can pray, and we can simply voice out our concerns. And our first concern here this morning is for Debbie, that as she's sitting there continuing to fight this cancer, she hasn't given up on the will to live. And I don't know everything about her, but Father, I do believe that she is born again, she has repented, and that she has removed the hindrances that would be unable to heal her. And so, Father, we just ask that once again that you would just move upon her body, that as her cells at the molecular level are simply attacking itself and just destroying it, that, Father, you would just reverse that, and that you would speak health to her body, and that she would be able to have a fruitful and long life, and not one that's short and snuffed out and painful at the end. That, Father, she is your child. And Father, we believe that you can heal her and that you can touch her. And that as she continues to stand and to seek you, that nevertheless, you will do something on her behalf. So Father, we thank you once again. We lift her up in prayer that she will be healed completely, and that we will hear at some point a testimony coming out of her lips where she'll be physically able to stand here and to say, I had cancer, but I don't have it anymore. Amen. Father, we thank you for that in advance. And now, Father, we lift up our nation once again with the problems that it has. And Father, we lift up this National Day of Prayer that it seems like it can be real easy to make it political, just one day out of the year, out of the 100 and 364 other days of the year that They don't really other matter, but we know that it does matter. So, Father, we just ask that you would just awaken this nation, that if you have to shake it, which you're already doing, but get our attention, that we will have some kind of movement happening in this country, that it wouldn't just be apathy and just indifference and just I'm minding my own business. It just doesn't work that way. Father, move upon individuals. Move upon us here. Let the fire and revival begin with each of one of us, and that it would spread corporately as a church here outward, and that it would just be something that the devil could not stop. He's having so many victories. And so, Father, we just ask that you would just hold the tide back. And, Father, we lift up this hate bill that has been presented past the House and is now going before the Senate. And, Father, you full well know the implications of that, that we won't be able to preach out of the Bible anymore, especially when it comes to homosexuality. It'll simply be a reason for arrest. And, Father, hate speech, there is no hate speech. Every crime is full of hate. And so, Father, this is simply something that the Antichrist system is trying to do to lock us down. And, Father, we just ask that you would do whatever it takes to defeat this bill in the Senate, that they have the votes. We know that they have the votes. They simply need to call up a vote. But, Father, we ask that you would just do something supernatural nevertheless, that we can't stop it in our flesh this time. We can't sit there and work behind the scenes, but it has to be something sovereign that you do so that they will be able to say, we don't understand how it didn't pass. Father, we just ask for a miracle. We ask for more time, and not to let this one restriction follow, because we know that there will be more and more that will come after that. So, Father, we just simply ask that you would just hold the tide back for this bill that's going to go through the Senate, that it would not go through, in the name of Jesus.
Father God, we lift up this lady, Dorothy Sharp, and we hear that she's had a biopsy, and there is no sign of cancer, Lord, so we thank you for that answer to prayer, and we praise your name for that, Lord. And we know that by faith we can ask and we shall receive, and that there are no limits on what God can do. There are only human limits in the minds of people. So we thank you, Father, for that healing for her. We thank you, Father, for healing throughout the body of Christ. And we thank you, Father, for boldness for men to speak the truth. And no matter what laws might come down the line, that you would give men boldness to speak the truth. And let the chips fall where they may. So we thank you for that. It's going to take strength, and it's going to take power, and we're resting on you for that, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Let's have the outlines handed out.